trend has been for the last year, I suppose, the cost of living is really hitting into people's pockets compared to other years. There's no trends out there anymore. The cost of living, the cost of groceries, the cost of just day-to-day living in Ireland is having a significant effect. You have everything now in people's houses that wasn't pubs. It's socially driven, unless it's a birthday party or something like that, the people ain't attending pubs. The trends is tourism sector has been saying this, that while you have hotels in our towns and villages that are occupied by, unfortunately, I-pass centres, there's nowhere for tourists to stay, it's going to have a knock-on effect. With the 9% that's coming in hopefully September, October, that is going to be probably too late for a lot of the sector. There's one in three pubs, I think, this week. The figure is coming out that it's closed down. With that, the 9%, it should be like for independent small businesses, cafes, the food sector that is driven. It shouldn't be for big corporation companies like KFC, McDonald's. That's totally wrong. It's small independent businesses that are in bother. And I mean, we've been saying this, the government hasn't listened, and now they're seeing it. A tsunami, which I've been saying for months, has happened on our doorsteps and around the villages.
You've been beating this drum for a considerable period of time. You've mentioned it on many of occasion during interviews here in the past, that the lack of tourism accommodation inevitably is going to lead to less tourists visiting the region. And as a result of that, there's going to be a severe knock-on effect for small businesses, for small pubs. And you could perhaps maybe link why the reduction in spending for the last month can be very much traced back to this reason.
If you have tourists that are coming to an area and they've nowhere to stay, and if you have hotels that are giving up on the tourism sector and turn them into IPA centres, there's a problem here. If you take the money out of the situation, that it's more viable to be a hotel than it is to be an IPA centre, surely to God, then we're back with a tourism sector that's viable. We have a great tourism sector, the Wild Atlantic Way, dead in Heartland. But unfortunately, the last 2 years, we've taken a foot off the pedal, going to where towns and villages, as I said, where there's nowhere to stay. We've got to have these hotels operating as hotels again, and then we will see our tourists come back again. But unfortunately, after COVID, the cost of living, which I really can't understand, has gone through the roof here. We export 85% of our produce of cattle abroad. 15% is in our current market, and yet our food prices are going through the roof. Something has to be looked into why our food costs are going through the roof for every day-to-day person of living in Ireland.